Okay, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is, are we going to start this over again? Was I okay? Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the show, Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. This is part one of a two-part segment highlighting the 518 Rising Stars. Today's rising star guest is Rosia Coleman, STEM honor student and entrepreneur. Welcome to the show, Rosia.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And how you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, so I'm going to go right into my questions for you. So tell me, how old are you?
I am 15 years old.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
Okay, and where do you go to school?
I go to school at Albany High School.
Oh, okay. And how many brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Two brothers. Okay, all right. Okay, I guess some of them left, and I heard you had six. But anyway, moving right along. So I understand you're an honor student, and that's really interested in the STEM science. Tell me what STEM is and why you're so interested in that.
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. I'm interested in STEM because I like exploring the different pathways of science, like forensics and chemistry, and I like using different types of learning pathways to learn different things in life.
Okay, so what is your favorite STEM subject and why?
Chemistry. I like chemistry because even though we don't see it, we can't see it with our eyes, it's still going on throughout around us, and we're understanding the nuclears and the atomic levels of our world, and how does that impact our world simultaneously right now.
Wow. Ooh, that sounds really impressive. Wow. So you're a student. I'm sure other students want to know, how do you stay so busy and still maintain an A average with all your other activities you got going on? How do you do that?
You have to maintain a schedule and sit down and like be able to sit down in a calm space and be able to work without any distractions. You need to be able to set like a certain amount of time to like actually like sit down and dedicate yourself to learning, and like don't push yourself too hard or you're gonna overwhelm yourself, and take time to do breaks with yourself and to actually have fun and be able to do the things you want to do, even though there's like a lot of work. You need to separate time for yourself.
That's good. It's really good too to learn how to discipline yourself and set priorities. So tell me some of your favorite books you've read. Give me one or two, because I understand you're a real bookworm.
My favorite books that I've read is Serafina and the Twisted Staff. And the book I'm reading now that I like is Julius Caesar.
Ooh, wow, Julius Caesar. Okay, and that's about the Roman Empire, right?
Yes. Okay.
Well, let's go back to that first book. What's that about? Because I know what Julius Caesar's about, because I live with a dictator. Anyway, go ahead.
So the first book
you didn't think you was going to come on this show and not laugh, did you?
I've been reading this book. It's like a series of books about this girl named Serafina. I've been reading these books since like elementary school. I've always been caught up with there's four books. I always bought every book. I always been updating to see if there's any new more books coming. So this was about this girl and how she is born. She does not know nothing about herself and how she's born in this like grand castle. However, her father is very poor, and her father found her in the woods one day and he just took her along with him. He works for this big fancy rich family, but they don't know that she lives in the basement. So one day while she's scavenging, her father makes her like not makes her, but helps her. She helps her father with the, his duties in the palace. And then one day she spots like this evil figure eating children, not eating children, but casting children's souls in like this big cloak. And then ever since then, she's been wondering, who is that? And on the way, there's this, the rich family's nephew, his family has died in a fire back in home. So he moved to the palace to live with his family. So the boy and the girl became friends to figure out who is trying to capture all the children in the palace. And they fight together and they figure out who won it. It was one of the, it was one of the guests that stayed at the mansion.
Oh, wow. So before we go to part two, tell me your favorite teacher in school and what grade was that and why?
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Lane. She was my art teacher in middle school from sixth to eighth grade. She was my favorite teacher because she always empowered me and she never gave up on me even when I wanted to give up on myself. And she always pushed me to do better even when I knew I could do better, but she always pushed me to do the best version of myself.
Oh, wow. That's really great. That's great. So do you play any sports along with all your academic accomplishments?
I played sports once. I tried to do a sport once, but after that, no.
Okay. So what do you think about other students that are in the STEM, what is it? Now, explain what STEM is again for me.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Okay, so do you think that that's going to be the dominant field in the future as far as occupations, jobs, et cetera?
Yes, I personally think so because as our world keeps advancing with new technologies, there's going to be more fields of opportunities that comes with that. So I think that field of STEM is going to be more broadly and opened up to many types of people.
Okay. Well, I like, I've always liked STEM too, but I'll be honest, I was a history major. I was a history buff. History was my favorite subject, but I think science is really, really important, especially today with the way the world is evolving. I think kids in school really need to know, well, along with knowing the basic R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, science is going to be really big in the near future. But I won't talk too much on that. What I'm gonna do is take a break and then we're gonna come back with part two. And we're gonna talk about your business career because I hear you're quite the entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. All right, then we'll take a little break and then we'll come right back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, break. All right, welcome back. We're back with part two of a two-part segment talking with Rezaiah Coleman, one of the 518 Rising Stars. So tell me, I hear you're thinking about, or actually, before we go to your entrepreneur career, I hear you're thinking about going to college. What college do you want to go to and for what?
I've been thinking about many colleges, but I've been more focused primarily on the ones in New York State to stay like close to family and close to home. But there is multiple colleges I've been looking at. Lee Monet College, University, Maria College, Syracuse University, and Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences. Those are like the four colleges I've been looking at.
And why?
Because they all have good nursing programs that I wanted to get into, especially Maria College and Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Science. So I wanted to get like a good head start into my nursing career.
Okay. So now do you want to just go be a nurse or you want to get into the administrative part where you want to get your master's and be more of an administrator?
I was thinking of during the nursing career pathway and become a nurse practitioner.
Ooh, wow.
Maybe one day open up my own practice.
Okay. All right. That is really, really impressive. Yeah. So now you said you've looked at a few schools and all of these schools are out of the area, right?
Okay. Except for Maria, that's home.
Except for Maria, okay. Now, have you thought about, because I always ask young students, have you thought about or maybe looked into going to a Black school, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know, because I don't want to go that far from, okay, like, from what I used to, because most, I don't know, I haven't really looked into it like that, but I'm willing to look into it more.
Okay.
And
okay.
make that one of my decisions.
Okay, so then let's go back to who has been, do you have a mentor outside of, you told me about your favorite teacher. So tell me some of your mentors in life and why.
I have a momager.
Ooh, what is that?
My mom, she helps me like with my finances and like helps me make decisions with like school and like with my business.
Okay, well, you want to give mom and dad a shout out?
Sure. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Hi, Squirtle. That's my turtle name.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got him a couple of days ago. His name is Squirtle.
Okay. So now I hear you are an entrepreneur. So tell me about the business you started and what's your product? What is your product?
Okay. So I always wanted to start a business, but I never knew exactly what it I wanted to do. But then this summer, I was watching videos of like sneaker customizations. And I was like, oh snap, I can do that myself. So I had these white Vans I had. And then I started customizing them and painting on them and taping them up. And then I finally got finished. And I was like, oh snap, these actually look nice. And I was like, I can make actual business out of this. So I started, ever since then, I've got me a notebook and I started writing down all my ideas and notes and all that stuff, like business bank accounts, PO boxes and all that stuff. And I decided, okay, I want to start a business.
Okay, so now, how did you come up with the idea and what it inspired you?
Local, like Black businesses, like inspired me because it's like, even though they're not really like promoted because of like them were a minority, but still like they're still thriving. So I was like, oh, I can do this too.
Okay, so what plans do you have for your business in the future as far as advertising and getting customers?
For the future, I have plans to start up like a stop shop. You know, like those stop shops where you can like walk up and like I'm painting the sneakers and you can see my product and then buy it on the
stop. Actually, I don't know what a stop shop is, and I'm sure my listeners don't. So explain to me what a stop shop is.
Okay, so it's like you're walking like down the street, right? And if someone's like a street performer is like painting or something or like spray painting or like, you know, those caricature people that are on the like on the street like painting or drawing people.
Okay.
That's a stop shop.
All right. Yeah. Now I understand, have you produced some of your sneakers? Because you showed me some pictures of them. They are really, really nice. And if you haven't, how do you plan on doing that?
I haven't started yet, but I made a social media account to start promoting my sneakers. I'm going to start taking pictures of them and show to multiple different people. And I'm starting a T-shop to be able to reach multiple like people nationally to be able to like network and be able to like get my sneakers out there.
Now, what is an FC shop?
Tell me. So FC is like this platform where you can sell all types of items and you get to sell them and people get to buy from you.
Okay. And do you have to have a Facebook page or something like that?
No.
No? Okay. No. Now, have you developed some type of pricing for your products?
Yes. So since I'm starting out new, the prices are going to be a little less because I'm starting out and I want to build up knowing for people to be able to see like, oh yeah, I want that. So I'm going to be able to like, the prices now that I'm just starting out are going to be a little lower. So I'm going to start like, so now for my prices, for a all custom design for two adult sneakers, like the left foot and the right pair, they're going to be around $75 for a whole design sneaker.
Oh, wow.
For a pair of sneakers.
Okay, now, let me ask you this. You told me your mentors, and you told me you spoke about your mom and your dad. Who else in your family you would say has inspired you?
My Nana.
Ooh. Well, tell me a little bit about that. How Nana has inspired you.
I have always been close with my, all right, my Nana is my grandmother. I just call my Nana, Nana, for instance, like I was been born. But me and my Nana always been close, and she always like inspired me to do great things in my life. And she always pushed me to do better and always to do great. And she always like pushes me and to do my best, even though like I might be trying, might be a little hard, even though it might be a little hard to do, you can always still do it no matter if you put your mind to it.
Wow, that's good. That's good. I also understand Nana went back and got her college degree.
Great. That, yeah, that inspired me to like keep pushing myself. And even though I might be a good standing in life, I can always achieve better.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like you have your mind pretty well made up, your focus. And I'm sure you're staying away from boys because mom and dad, they're not going to allow that, right? Yeah. And I'm sure Nana, all right, it's not going to allow that. So before we end, I want you to tell me, where do you see yourself at in 5 years? Where would you like to be?
In 5 years, I would be 20. So that I will be at my second year in college. I would be working part-time at a nursing home to be able to finance myself in school. Okay. And I'll be also doing my business to help also with the cause. Even though I still want to be in school, I want to still be able to take trips and travel like different places because I always wanted to travel when I'm older.
Good. Where's some of the places you want to go?
I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to Greece. I want to go to Rome. I want to go to France. I want to go to Thailand. I just want to go like everywhere.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I'm originally from LA.
You are? That's cool.
Lower Albany. Tip your waiter, folks. I'm in town all week. Try the veal. Anyway, this is about you, not my corny jokes. So tell me, Raziah, what I want to suggest to you, and I'm so proud of you, along with doing all the things you do, seem like you have a great heart. And I offer to you that along with all the accomplishments that you have already achieved and all the accomplishments that you will probably achieve in the future, continue to make a difference, to give back. You know, you're blessed. Sounds like you're really blessed, but always think that there's somebody else out there that's less fortunate that you could help or that you could, you know, volunteer and give them some advice to get them along the way. So I say that, and I'll end by saying, what advice would you give to another student that's kind of confused and really don't know what they want to do? What would you say to them?
I will say, know the things that you don't like first to be able to find the things that you do like, because if you just don't know at all, you're going to be stuck. So find things that you don't want to do, like, oh, I definitely know I don't want to do veterinarian things. Oh, I definitely don't know that I don't want to do my marine biology. Then by weeding out those at first, you'll be able to find the things that you do like to do and be able to like figure out what exactly what you want to do with your life. And also, you don't have to know at a very young age. You don't really have to know. You can be able to learn and try out different new things before you make a final decision with your life. And also, you don't have to be able to succumb to everyone's standards that they have for yourself, they have for you. Just be your own person and learn about yourself at your own timing and your own speed.
Great. Well, Raziah, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show and tell us about yourself and your future plans. And you now are a 518 rising star.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Remember this. Dance like there's no one watching. Sing like there's no one listening. Love like you've never been hurt. And you better live like it's heaven on earth. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy and your overcoming adversity specialist, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Happy New Year's. All right.